Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. He came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, he's go to the Father, but he live his Spirit with us. On Pentecost, the Spirit becomes, and so that make our community into one body of Christ. And today, in a special way, Jesus told disciples, us, don't be afraid, just ask what you need. At times we may think Jesus knows what we need, we don't have to ask. This is the same experience with Jesus and Sister Faustina. One day Jesus told Faustina, Faustina, you didn't ask anything from me. Then Faustina, in a very simple way, she said, Lord, you know what I need, so I don't have to ask. But what Jesus replied, I know is what I know, this is my part. But you ask, and you ask, this is your part. That means Jesus asks us not to confuse. He knows it doesn't mean you don't have to ask. It's truly right. When you don't ask, means you don't need. When you ask, Jesus is really listening. I just shared with you a small experience when I was working in Toronto some years ago. Over there in Toronto, I met a person who has the five wounds of Jesus. This is a special gift. And luckily, I know her when I was there. We try to visit her now and then. He lives in Liakala on the lake, so about 1.5 hour distance from Toronto to that place. That afternoon, I went there, and her name is, I forgot her name now, just now. She asked me, Peter, can you write a letter to Jesus when you come next time? So I listened, but the next time when I went there, I forgot the letter. But anyway, over there, I take a piece of paper and write some notes to Jesus. You know, Jesus took the letter from her that evening when he appeared to her. And for after 3 months, Jesus appeared to the lady, and again, Jesus asked the lady to tell me his answer to my letter. In fact, my letter is very simple. I just asked Jesus to bless our community, make it as a family. The response from Jesus is very simple. He just invited me to stay with the Blessed Sacrament on a daily basis. It's so true. I try to do that after I heard this message. Really, Jesus is responding to our requests. By the time it took some time every day for this purpose for the church, and I tell the truth. Really, Jesus is listening to our requests. When I leave that parish, coming back to Hong Kong, I find the whole community, so much unity, so much joy among ourselves. This is the fruit of Jesus in us. The only thing Jesus asked me just to stay with him before the Blessed Sacrament. So Jesus listening to our need. He responded to our request. Thank Jesus for his love. Until today, I feel so much that Jesus is accompanying us after returning to Hong Kong. Already, this is my third parish within 10 years. At times, I don't understand why the diocese sent me to this parish, to that parish. But I just offer, by hook or by crook, offer my life to Jesus and ask his grace so that no matter I go, I can spread the good news. I can share people my experiences. And until now, I'm grateful to the Lord. Through so much difficulties these years, his grace is with me. I feel that. He is with me. But I still have to remind myself that Jesus expect me is to stay with him before the sacrament, Blessed Sacrament. So I just encourage each one of you to be trustful to the Lord. Do everything for the glory of God. And there's a song called Seek First the Kingdom of God, the rest will be given. See ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you. Have a nice day.